Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you all. Oh, goodness. It's 8:59 p.m. Central Standard Time on 12/12/2020. The name of this show is My Mother's Eyes. The description box reads thusly: the unfailing commitment of nurses, mothers, the female energy that bleeds, sacrifices, and raises herself up to drop someone off at Little League or run one more little errand. Get some rest. Quarantine isn't for the faint of heart, but life can and will take care of itself, loved ones. Follow suit, please. Follow the master and find the bottom of the boat to take a nap until the storm passes. Well done, my dear martyrs. It's time to be a living sacrifice. But first, get some rest. Right, and that is my intro, and I tag some really, intuitive taglines, because that's what I do. I'm intuitive. I'm into it, into the thick of it, as I rub together my... I'm trying to be nice today. Let me put these back. Let's for another day. Thank you all. I am mastering this thing called personality skit disorder. I got it in order. I was wondering what my seat would be. I am standing behind my sacred desk, and I have no seat. I do have some chairs in the back of me, but when I realized I didn't bring down the office chair and I didn't bring the other chair, the yoga stool to sit on, I realized in my humor, in the humor of the universe, that God wants me to stand therefore with your loins girt about you. That doesn't mean that you don't have to have humor. Let me take this mask off. There's nobody here. Nobody's scared. And so I stand before you, not in the way that sinners do, people that miss the whole point. Surely there is something that you would prefer not to go up on the silver screen of life, yes? And thus and so, not with your name on it anyway. So release your inhibitions, release your prejudices. God does not need you to create another hell for anyone to be put in, because you're the only one going to be there. Oh, spoiler alert. Hell is your head. That is where it lives. That's where the sulfur resides. The inflammation of you trying to understand why. Why anything? Why does he love me? Why does she love me? Why does God love me? Why don't she love me? Why don't God love me? Why don't I like women? Why do I like women? You know, whatever the question, why haven't I made the money? Why haven't I been recognized, anointed, re-anointed, placed in my positions? And I was about sick and tired of hearing, when it came from another prophetic voice, the timing. I'm like, what? I'm over it already. Time shall be no more. It is up to you to call it. You call time. You call the death of your old self. And it's to make way for a new energy, a renewed energy. The prejudices of yesterday, I'll say it, are so 2019. So 2012, so 2,000 years ago. Either Christ died for it all or not. You decide. Either Christ needs you to run yourself ragged and ratchet or not. Which, what is it? What is it? Either you're going to take the easy road, the easy burden, or not. What is the easy burden, Val? I will tell you. I'm glad you asked. The easy burden is being yourself and leaving the rest. Period. Leave the rest. Sarah, Sarah. What will be, will be. They talked about Jesus. You are no exception. Did I read this whole thing? I think I did. Yeah. Get some rest, guys. Get some rest. The only way you're going to get any restoration is if you get rest. The only way I can share this information with you is if I've gotten rest. Otherwise, I would be less to be cast away. And I refused. I refused to be a cast away. And you know what? The only reason why I needed as much rest as I did in 2018 is because someone had planted that seed. We're going to say she's tired. She just needs some rest. And that person at that time was someone I had placed in a higher position of authority over my life. And so now as I wear my initiated wealth bracelet, I've come into a wealthy place, and there is no other God before me. There is no other guide before me, as God is a lamp to my feet and a light, as I turn the light on again, a light into my path. Yeah. Because you know what? People have their prejudices, and they will stop at that place because they have not yet digested, they have not yet read the holy writ that this country still has as the book. Now again, you don't have to agree with the book. That's not up for debate in these final 7 minutes of this Valcast. The fact of the matter is it has lasted throughout the ages. And this is the age of Aquarius. This is the age of the pouring out of the prophetic word of Joel, of Yo-El. Yeah. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, daughters and sons, prophesy, men, young and old, dream dreams, see visions. Women of old, women of renown. Things will happen unprecedented. And the only limitation is your imagination. I'll say it again because it rolled off the tongue fairly easily. The only limitation is your imagination. And then after that, God cracks that open too. Go ahead and think your wildest dreams, and I will supersede them. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As sure as the east is from the west, as far as eastern culture is from western culture. And they're both necessary. W-E spells we. Upside down, it's just me. I have a left hand and a right hand. There's nothing to get all weird and woo-woo about it. As I looked at a picture of myself a few minutes ago, and that's where the title came from, there was a little moisture that rose up in my eyelids because I saw my mother's eyes. I saw her martyrdom. I saw her deepest, silent, unspoken prayers and asking that invisible God, would they be answered? How long? How long will it take? It's not that we don't believe. It's, will it come in time? Will it come at the appointed time? That'd be the question. It's not if God can, it's sometimes not even if he will, it's not even if he'll come on time. It's, will it be right? You know, right from my opinion. That part. And so, the answer from heaven is yes. I got a spiritual reading the other day. It came back. Thank you. And she talked about the timing. And I wish she had expounded on that piece of it, because I'd heard it before about the timing. You know, something about the timing is off. Well, time shall be no more. Either you're going to get in the middle of it, the days of stand still, see the salvation, stretch out your rod, write a note, send a letter, talk to the mayor, the governor. That's not for everybody. That's the old way of doing it. It's been declared and decreed, and people have still and yet the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit that wants you to stay ignorant, blind, stupid, giggling about nothing while dying inside. That spirit is still alive. So we must transmute it. I don't know where the English accent came from, but we got to transmute it. And I got good news. I got great news. I'm here to help. I said it. I'm here to help. I know the timing is right. I've got my mallet, got my hockey puck, getting the puck out of here, because you need me and I need you. And until we and make a team and knock down these prejudices, transcend these prejudices, because they'll be there in that place. They don't need to be in you. And that's all that really matters. If you're ready to play a new game, a new dream, if you're ready to dig a new well, dream another dream, if your 2020 dreams became a nightmare, dark night of the soul, it is time for the resurrection before 2020 ends, before the clock strikes 12. Do not wait. 9:11 p.m. as I speak, the doors of the chakras are open. Actually, I gave myself 30 minutes, so that's awesome. I love it. So what am I going to talk about for the next, 11, 12 minutes? I want to talk about your commitment, my commitment to the word, the multiverse, the universe, the solar plexus, you know, the alignment, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, the rituals, the rites of passage that were not created by man, nor could they be fulfilled with a mentor. A tour of men. Look, here's what such and thus did, and look here where the forefathers did. But maybe you would get some insight if you peeked down the hall of the matriarchs who disguised themselves as women of peasantry when they were really queens, or disguised themselves. As men to get into the battlefield of the mind. Think like a man, act like a woman. It wasn't such a bad idea. But unfortunately, it's crowded up there, it's clouded up there. Judgment is cloudy. You need more than the book. The letter of the law killeth. It killeth Lilith. It's the spirit of the lily that gives life. And so, as I went down the aisle of prejudices in my own life, ones that struck deep, man, they struck deep. Identity theft, pedophilia, oh, it's a big one. It's a big one, I know. I'm hitting hard. I'm going deep, guys. Incest. Catholicism. Keep your humor. So it's okay. It's just medicine. When I went down the hall and the judgment hall and the judgment hall and I was bruised, I was convicted because I thought as long as it was a righteous judgment, I should be justified. But that still leaves my hands dirty. And you can't get the blood off your hands. And so you need to go plead guilty before a holy and just God. That which clearly does not understand sin, because it had to hold a place of purity. And to the pure, all things are pure. So it is like a child. God the Father is like a child. Adam and Eve was like a child in their innocence. And it was only a matter of time before they finally decided, before the words got gray and cloudy. Did he say, don't touch it, don't eat it, don't look at it? What exactly? Well, it's not written. And then you got hearsay. We know what happens with gossip. We get the words wrong. We spell the name incorrectly. Before you know it, we got the wrong man. And so, who could we trust in a place of judgment, but a woman, but a mother? Because a mother understands life from an internal space, from a place of void, from a place of intuition, from a place of price paid before she got here. And thankfully, there are some men, though called gay as if that's a disease, there are some in the male form who can ascribe, meaning they can't actually write it down in a court of law per se. But just because it's not lawful to man doesn't mean it's not expedient to God. Except God shortened the days, except the days be shortened, all flesh would perish. And we're not talking, again, we're not talking water, we're not talking a flood of emotions, we're talking about fire, inflammation, cancer, disease, pestilence. That's the kind of fire, the fire of the mind, the inflammation of the brain, the stroke, the heart attacks, the gout, you know, the diabetes, the blood disorders. If somebody doesn't stand up and cry, holy, 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 make the path straight, make it make sense. Give me one sentence, give me one scripture. John 3:16. Goes on to say that he did not come to condemn the world, but that the world, the woman, the female, the womb, through him coming through, passing through the embryo, from fetus to embryo to baby born, and the celebration of that every season, the season of life, which is the season of death, which is the dichotomy, which is the oxymoron, which is the unorthodox way of believing. When you die, you live. When you live, you die. When you're born, you're dead. When you die, you're resurrected. Huh? When you're hot, you're cold. When you're cold, you're warm. When you're warm, you're mediocre, but you're not really, you know, whatever. Just, yeah. It's all there. That's what they're trying to say. Every time you open your mouth, you're lying. Did you know that? You're excluding all of the other infinite possibilities. And so we communicate and speak by spirit. Your mouth can say anything. Your spirit gives life. And who are the animations of our time but the ones who have movements? The dancers, the singers, the performers, the entertainers, the comedians, the arts, the gays, the lesbians, those that show public affection, those who are not afraid and ashamed of the gospel that has set them free. I'm just here to tell you about it. I'm here to put it all together. I'm here to put it in a sentence. To the pure, all things are pure, and to those who are filthy, let them be filthy still. It's not my words, y'all. It's in the Bible. It's in the books. It's in the black book. It's from the man upstairs. I'm just trying to get to my paradise. I love you all. This is the God news. This is the God spell. To be fruitful, this is me being fruitful. This is me being lifted up and drawing all men. I put myself on the sacred desk, on the altar. I've laid down my life more than once, and I'll do it again for the gospel of the truth. It is God who you persecute. It is Christ who you persecute when you have the nerve to tell somebody who to have sex with. What in the name? I heard one guy quote, he said, I don't care, it's just I don't want to see them do that or something like that. I don't want to see it in front of me. I don't want to see that. Oh, but you'll watch porn of two women. Now, again, you got preferences, that's your business. Again, this is my mother's eyes, by the way. It's my mother's eyes. You know what she would see as a nurse if she saw a gunshot wound? You know what she would see if she saw a stab wound? Do you know what she would see if she saw a man with his foot on another man's neck? Do you know what she would see? Do you know what I saw? For the few minutes that I had, I had to look away. I ain't ready because when I speak on it, I'm going to speak on it as an oracle of God. Whether they listen or not is not my business. It is my job to speak it. That's all. It's my job to speak the word only. That's great faith. That's great faith. So I speak a word in season. I speak a word out of season. I hammer in the morning, I hammer in the evening. You're quarantined because it's time to clean up your house, and it's not about the kitchen or the bathroom. It's not about the boxes. It's who is behind the box, who is behind the mask. a mother looks into the eyes. Let me see your eyes. What you been doing? She's looking for the soul. There was a time the prophet Elijah told his servant, did you really go, did you go do this, do that, and do such? Yeah. Bruh, did not my spirit go with you? Don't you understand who I am? I wasn't born yesterday like that. A mother knows, and a child that sits under the mother knows. So all these boys that were raised by only women, I salute you. I pray for you. I thank you. And for the mothers who survived, again, thank you. It's not an easy job. Especially when there's a world out there telling you that a woman cannot teach a man how to be a man. Who in God's name? Well, then how can a man Christ die for a female? Make up your mind. How could he be at the point of knowing and touching all the feelings of the infirmities if he did have a period every month? I ain't talking about for 3 hours or 3 days. I'm talking about every month. I heard somebody say one time, I gotta close. Heard someone say that God allowed them to feel depression once so they could preach it, teach it, whatever the case may be. And I wasn't gonna judge it. I really wasn't, because it wasn't mine to judge. But it was already a conviction in my heart that said, depression is a life. It's a thing. That's God's hand on you, hun. That's what depression is. I know, wasn't expecting that one. Me neither. It's God's hands on you. That's all I got to say about that. Maybe that, I hope that helps. I hope that helps. Come to G. Come to terms. That's what that song means. It's not about a man, white boy on the cross looking like Fabio with a six pack. It's not that. No. Bleeding out of the passion. No. Don't do that. No, it's about you. About you bleeding out, trying to fit in to whatever mold some freakazoid has tried to place you in, as if they have the thumbprint of God. You want to see God? Go look in the mirror. Still can't see him, but that's about as close as you're going to get. You want to see the reflection of that? The illusion? Look at man. Why are you so mindful? Why do you care so much about what other people think? Why do you visit their page so much? It is the eyes of a mother who wants to know how their child will turn out. And so, through the eyes of my mother, I'm happy. I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And his is a she, it, they, them, me, us, we, M. Whatever, Eminem. I know he watches us. I know she watches us. Hashtag go ask Val. I love you all. I'll see you on the other side.